Iris scans. Starseeds beware. Hello again. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of December 11th, 2024. I hear that in recent weeks or months, there has been a strong increase of the controllers of Earth pushing compulsory biometric readings of all the human population they can get their hands on. Although this is not new and has been going on for more than a decade, I would like to warn you about one specific kind of biometric reading that can cause problems for the starseed population, and that is iris scans. I don't need to state what exact companies are doing the scans, as they are all connected and all obey the same overlords. As I was told, they are even offering large sums of money, cryptocurrency, presents, and even stuffed animal toys, in exchange for reading people's iris, and of course, countless people around the world have lined up to get them as they see no harm in doing that. Needless to say, they are feeding a very large artificial intelligence database to understand humankind's genetic and physical attributes, which can only be used to impose more control on the human population. The alert came to me because recently in Argentina, there has been a so-called alien census in a highly touristic place known as Capilla del Monte, Argentina, close to a famous mountain called Cerro de Uritorco, which is known to be a UFO, now UAP, hotspot and a place full of mysticism and that promotes spiritual experiences. An organization has gone there to take iris biometric readings of the local population and of the tourists as well, in exchange for whatever they are giving. There is no transparency as to why they want those scans, much less about privacy rights, guarantees or whatever for the people who sold their biometric iris scans, yet I must say that whatever privacy rights they may say they will give, will be a complete scam and a lie. It is illusory because people have no privacy rights anyway, much less for these kinds of biometric data which will end up in a worldwide database which will only be useful for large companies, and of course governments and the secret societies that control them. What is alarming me is that they are openly saying that they want to take iris scans as part of an alien census, even though at first glance it looks like it is more of a joke to amuse the locals and tourists who like extraterrestrial subjects, to lure them into giving their biometric readings, there is a lot of truth in their joke, and that is the reason for this video. There is a true possibility that the area of Cerro de Uritorco may indeed harbor a significant population of starseeds, and perhaps even step down individuals who look human enough, and who like to mingle among the human population, for whatever reason, mostly for tourism or research. I have consulted with medical Dr. Carrez, of Starship Alcyone, and she explained to me that it is possible to detect people who have more of an extraterrestrial soul origin, like activated starseeds, even when they may have been actually born on Earth, as the iris is a structure that acts somewhat like a personal record database for the frequencies or existential vibrations of each individual, in the likeness of a CD disc. This is also perhaps why it is said that the eyes are the windows to a person's soul. As Dr. Carrez explained, the iris of a starseed or a stepdown tends to be more complex in its structure and distribution of color, when there is any, as it represents a more complex soul, older or which may have had more experience, more incarnations, perhaps many out of planet Earth. Dr. Carrez continued to explain to me that although what I mentioned above is taken as true, it is far from being an exact science. I may be too apprehensive, but I would rather be than overconfident, so I found myself in the need to warn all of you, the population of starseeds, and of stepdowns and walk-ins, who are on Earth and who are kind enough to follow my channel on YouTube. As the trend to take iris scans is worldwide, and it will all go into a very shady database, it is highly probable that the governments, the cabal, may be searching for non-humans among the population and classifying them into different categories. As I mentioned in other videos, star seeds have a very strong manifestation power and therefore must be controlled. One single activated and motivated star seed can alter the vibration of a very large area, also heavily influencing the rest of the human population who are close to them. Star seeds are strong world creators and are strong at manifesting, therefore it is only logical to understand why the cabal would want to find out exactly who they are among the rest of the human population. Even though in the end everyone is a star seed, some are more conscious about their stellar origin and mission on Earth than others, and then, of course, there is the bulk of the human population who might simply be backdrop people, or NPC, non-player characters, who are soulless. I am well aware that biometric scans are all over the place, and that all the systems of the Matrix are using them more and more. It may soon be impossible to refuse to have your iris scanned, I know, yet if possible I would refuse such a scan. Almost as much as refusing one of those nose tests which were also almost compulsory, during the 2020 world bug craziness, and which was also detected to be a DNA harvesting program. Take care and be strong out there, dear starseeds, you got this. Sending a big hug and a kiss your way. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.